Have you ever experienced sleep paralysis, where your mind is awake, but your body is not? You're frozen, but yet aware of everything going on around you. It is in this state that he comes to me. The first night I woke up, and even though I was conscious of what was going on, I was freaking out a little bit. It scared me, not being able to move my limbs. I took a few deep breaths and convinced myself just to relax and to go back to sleep. But in the next moment, I felt the covers billow up and then fall. And then I sensed that there was somebody there. Two hands, burning hot, slid up my calves to my thighs, pushing them apart. And then I felt hot breath. My breath was ragged, and I was frightened. And the hands trailed back down my thighs, leaving three long scratches on each one down the inside of my thigh. And I wanted to cry out from the pain, but I still couldn't move. I couldn't open my eyes, and I know I didn't want to. And then a voice in my ear. You are the devil's plaything now. And I woke up, and I was alone. But down the inside of my thighs were the three scratches that he left. The next night, I wake up, still unable to move, unable to open my eyes, and I feel the covers billow up again, and I feel him between my legs, his hot flesh forcing my legs apart as he slides his hands up my legs, over my hips and up my sides. And then, pinning my arms up above my head. And I hear him whisper in my ear, "You are my plaything." No, no. I desperately want to protest. No, no, you scare me. And I feel his heart. Cock rubbing against my naked, throbbing pussy, and even though I'm scared, it feels so good, and I feel his hot breath in my ear as he slides his big, thick, hot cock between the lips of my pussy. The entire length of his shaft moving up and down. The weight of his body on me. It is torture and torment. And I want to beg for more, but I want to beg for him to stop. And in a moment, I wake up. And at first, again, I try to convince myself that it was a dream, but the scratches and now the wetness of my pussy and the craving that I have for that big, hard, thick cock. On the third night, I wake up again as the covers billow up, and I feel his hot hands sliding up my body like the night before. The pressure of his full form on me, my arms pinned up against the pillow above my head, his voice in my ear. "You are the devil's plaything. Do you want to come on the devil's cock?" "No, no, please." And I feel his big hot cock pressed against my pussy, the tip of it just at my opening. "No, please, no, no. You don't have a choice," he says. "No, no, I never, no. You don't need to make a deal with the devil. And it's not your soul that I'm interested in," he says. And he plunges his big, hard, thick cock inside of me. And it fills me completely. And it's searing hot. I've never felt anything like it before as he stretches me. Oh, and he plunges it into me faster and faster and harder, and he's pressing down on me, his breath in my ear. Oh, "Do you want to come on the devil's cock?" "No, no, please." And he fucks me harder. "Tell me," he says. "I want to make you mine." "No." And he fucks me harder. And it's so hard to resist. This cock is so big and so hot, and it feels so good. And he says, "Do you want to come on the devil's cock?" And I say, "Please, please." And he pulls out. Oh. And he whispers in my ear, "Being the devil's plaything means that you get to feel torment and want and desire. Maybe next time I'll let you come on my cock." And I wake up. And he's gone. But the torment and the desire, they're not gone. And I wait for tonight. And hopefully, I get to come on the devil's cock.